Allison Keys is tracking conditions.
Temperatures in Sacramento are in the triple digits and some are turning to cooling centers.
I was cooked, so I'm here to cool down.
This New Jersey man sums it up.
It's too hot.
This New York City doctor says
it feels as though it's harder to breathe on these very humid, thick days.
And this Portland man is staying cool by
being inside the shelters with the AC and everything.
Air conditioning could be tough to come by in Texas, where Beryl knocked out power to more than 2 million customers. Galveston Mayor Craig Brown.
I am told by Center Power that their goal is to get the majority, as many of the customers they can on the island, up and running and back online by the latest tomorrow.
Other parts of the state may have to wait a few days. In Washington, Democrats are sending a message now after meeting on Capitol Hill.
We're riding with Biden.
That's South Carolina Congressman Jim Clyburn. He called the meeting very positive, despite some lingering concerns from others. The Navy confirms one of its sailors tried accessing President Biden's private medical records. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
The junior sailor is based in Virginia at Fort Belvoir, a major medical hub, and tried to access the president's medical records three times in February. A coworker reported what happened, and during a probe, the sailor admitted he looked up the president's name out of curiosity. Turns out the president's medical record is restricted, and it could not have been reached by searching the system.
Jury selection's underway in Alec Baldwin's manslaughter trial in New Mexico. CBS's Elise Preston is there.
The judge has indicated that she would like opening statements start tomorrow. So from tomorrow through next Friday, we'll hear from 60 witnesses. We'll hear from Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, that armorer convicted. We'll also hear from director Joel Souza, who was also shot during this ordeal.
Retired NFL quarterback Brett Favre wants an appeals court in New Orleans now to revive a defamation lawsuit he filed against fellow former Hall of Famer Shannon Sharp. The case stems from a charity scandal in Mississippi where Favre got more than $1 million in speaking fees. Favre repaid that money but sued Sharp over comments he made on TV afterwards. Novak Djokovic ripped disrespectful fans after beating Holger Rune at Wimbledon.
I played in much more hostile environment, trust me. You guys can't touch me.
They were saying Rune. Which sounds a lot like boo, so it's still a little unclear if they were actually booing Djokovic or rooting for Rune. The Joker playing again in the quarterfinals tomorrow. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. There are over 100 unlicensed short-term rentals in Racine. That's according to the health department. They found the unlicensed property through a data analysis tool. They're urging operators to get the necessary permits. The new Borealis train service running through Racine and Kenosha County has reported over 18,000 riders in its first month. It's Wisconsin's first passenger rail expansion in 22 years. A Racine Unified custodian was arrested for possessing child sex abuse materials. 27-year-old Nicholas Wadnoski faces multiple charges. Hurricane Beryl's remnants may bring rain to the area tonight and tomorrow. It also brings flooding concerns, the latest on rain coming up in the forecast. Part of a major Kenosha County road is shut down for 5 weeks. There are detours around 52nd Street from 22nd Avenue to 30th. Recall organizers against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss are appealing the rejection of their petition. They're seeking intervention from a Dane County judge. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a three-game series at home tonight against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Colin Ray will get the start for Milwaukee. Garrett Mitchell off to a slow start at the plate. The 25-year-old center fielder just 3-for-17 with a batting average of 176. I asked him what's been the biggest hurdle coming back from shoulder surgery last year and then a broken hand this year.
I never felt like throughout the whole process that there was a big hurdle. I would say, obviously, like when you come into spring training, right, you got to kind of get all of the soreness and like baseball stuff, you know, get back into shape again. So I think the biggest part was probably just kind of getting through the soreness. But after like the first week of being back, it was pretty normal again.
Basketball, the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo packing his bags for the Olympics in Paris. Later this month, he led Team Greece to qualify for the games with a win over Croatia. They'll compete with 12 other teams for a gold medal, including France, Australia, and the U.S. Giannis is 29 years old. This will be his first time at the Olympics. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly cloudy and mild today as Tropical Depression Beryl lifts towards us, bringing high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees and chances of rain by this evening. Mainly falling throughout the overnight hours and into tomorrow afternoon before the system kicks on out of here. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
WRJN. Frontman Ray Davies wrote the lyrics to this rocker after watching girls dancing at a club. Not the most articulate lyric, but that's the point. He says, I just remember this one girl dancing. Sometimes you're so overwhelmed by the presence of another person that you can't put two words together.
Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
To the music. Celebrate, celebrate.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Stuart J. Waddles is in the studio. How we doing?
Hey, well, Kurt, how you doing, bud?
Doing pretty well. How about, how do you do at the dentist? Do you fear it?
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm all right. I just close my eyes, take myself somewhere else.
Okay.
Try to listen to the think about what it's doing.
Does the drill hurt? Do you ever get the drill?
Yeah, I get the drill, but it doesn't hurt. Again, it's just more the noise that's what you start thinking about what's going on in there.
See? That's it. It's thinking about it. Research out of Britain confirmed the obvious. It's not just the pain of the dentist's drill, but the fear that hurts the most.
No, there's dentistry that's their main business is sedation dentistry. Yep. Well, they'll just come in and put you to sleep and do their work.
Yep. A study out of Oxford University found the anticipation of a dentist drilling your tooth heightens the sensation, causing more pain. Now, there's good news in this. And that is, this can work in the opposite. If you're anticipating something pleasurable, it can heighten the pleasure as well. For instance, your first kiss, the anticipation alone can make your heart pound and your knees buckle, and that can heighten the sensation of your first kiss.
So, yeah. What's strange on my end, I saw Little Shop of Horrors when I was little. You'd think that would affect somebody, but no, I'm all right with the dentist.
That's Stuart J. Waddles. He'll keep us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Uline is here for the hard workers, for the ones rolling up their sleeves, working round the clock, and getting the job done. You're dedicated to doing what it takes to keep a business growing. Uline is dedicated to helping you make that happen. Working 7 days a week, staying fully stocked and ready to ship any of our 41,000 items the same day. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists. Visit uline.com.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good now that Vienna beef hot dogs are available. Don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Come on, baby!
Chubby Checker, The Twist on WRJN. That song was written by Hank Ballard, who recorded it in 1959 with his group, The Midnighters. He got the idea for the song after watching his Midnighters dance on stage. The group often moved on stage, he said, like they were trying to put a cigarette out.
baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. If you miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search for WRJN News Online. You'll find the latest stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 8 University of Wisconsin chancellors are getting raises. The Board of Regents passed them yesterday. UW-Madison's Jennifer Mnookin's 10% raise will push her pay to more than $1 million next year. That's with her base salary plus a $150,000 retention bonus. Delegates and other visitors to the Republican National Convention aren't the only ones who'll have to worry about getting around Milwaukee next week. County Executive David Crowley.
There are folks who live within that security perimeter, and they will have extra security parameters to go through when they are going home. And I know that the Secret Service and the law enforcement officials have been in contact with them.
Crowley tells Wisconsin High the emergency management and sheriff's departments bear a lot of the responsibility to ensure a smooth-running convention. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine's Public Health Department is cracking down on unregistered Airbnbs. They started using a new data analysis program that ended up searching Airbnb in Verbo's and found that 130 unlicensed locations were operating in the city. In the last year, there were only 19 permitted properties. The city is encouraging operators to get the necessary permits, which include annual inspections. Public Health Administrator Dottie K. Bowersox says the effort is crucial for maintaining safety standards. The remnants of Hurricane Beryl are expected to bring rain to the area tonight and into tomorrow. The high winds are expected to stay south. There is a concern about flooding. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Now the governor is getting in on celebrating the Borealis.
It was announced recently that the train service between St. Paul and Chicago has seen success in its first month of operation, with Amtrak reporting just over 18,000 riders. Governor Tony Evers celebrated the milestone in a statement, pointing out that it's the first Wisconsin passenger rail service expansion in 22 years. The train makes stops locally in Milwaukee and in Sturtevant. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy and mild today as Tropical Depression Beryl lifts towards us, bringing high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees and chances of rain by this evening, mainly falling throughout the overnight hours and into tomorrow afternoon before the system kicks on out of here. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
Take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I like to hear some funk at Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
Take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I like to hear some funk at Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
Come on, baby.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, a woman fell asleep on a flight across China and awoke on a dark plane all by herself. You know, she's pretty upset, but to me, that sounds like the ideal way to start a vacation.
Smile, she knows.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend about the Big Deals tab at WRJN.com. Just click on the Big Deals tab. You can save 30% or more on local food, services, and merchandise at WRJN.com.
Not too late. taking care of business. Taking care of business.
Every day.
Taking care of business.
Every way.
Taking care of business.
It's all mine.
Taking care of business.
Working overtime.
Woo! Taking care of business. Taking care of business.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Are you ready for today's top five list? Today's top five list is top five ways to know it's hot outside. Here we go.
Number five,
we've moved the couch into the fridge.
Number four,
the ice cream truck just changed its sign to soup truck.
Number three,
I saw a bird using potholders to pull a worm out of the ground.
Number two,
the fire hydrants are begging dogs to relieve themselves.
Number one,
and the number one way to know that it's really hot outside, my air conditioner just gave me a resignation letter. There you go, top five list.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal workspace. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Tony Chen's Chinese restaurant in Racine. Every dish served is love on a plate. Mouthwatering egg foo young, savory Mongolian chicken, crispy egg rolls, and flavorful fried rice. Tony Chen's has something for everyone, and they take pride in serving you the finest Chinese dishes made with the finest ingredients. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10 at WRJN Big Deals.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
97 years now, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 4 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
You and me.